It's great to be together this morning. We've been talking about the Ten Commandments the last few weeks. And I'm very excited that we've gotten to the Fifth Commandment. Because I'm going to be talking to the kids this morning for the most part. And so you guys need to listen to what Mr. Richard is saying this morning. How you guys doing? I'm talking to the kids. How you kids doing this morning? Good morning, kids. It's Mr. Richard. Okay? Let's try that one more time, and I'll tell you why. Good morning, kids. Exactly. Because you wouldn't get up and call your father by his name in the morning. You wouldn't do that, would you? Exactly. It's sir. That's right. You got it, Mark. And man. Well, we're talking about the fifth commandment this morning. We talked about honor your father and your mother. But before I do that, I want to introduce a young lady that was baptized last night. Dina Alashue was baptized last night. Congratulations. We've examined the first four commandments that talk about loving God. Starting this afternoon, or this morning I should say, we're going to look at the next six. We shift our focus to the commandments about loving one another. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 22, basically summarized the Ten Commandments, says love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. The first four talk about loving God. The next six talk about loving one another. Amen? Kids are awesome. They're wonderful. They're a gift from God, the Bible tells us. But it's amazing, you know, you give birth to them and they go from being very little cute human beings to become human beings that don't listen. But you see, God has made us parents for a reason. Are you with me? These three guys were in the waiting room of the hospital waiting for their wives to give birth. And the nurse comes in and tells the first gentleman, congratulations, you have twins. He says, that's fantastic. He says, guess what? I work for the Minnesota Twins. That's amazing. About 10 minutes later, the nurse comes in again, tells the other guy, congratulations, you got triplets. The guy goes, wow, that's a coincidence. I work for the 3M company. All of a sudden, the last guy collapses. So they walk him up and say, what's up? Says, I hope she's not going to walk in here and tell me I have 7 kids because I work for 7-Up. But kids are wonderful. You know, if you think about it, a child's first relationship are experienced within the family. Before they are aware of God's existence, they experience the love and care of their family. It is also in the home that children learn that their parents are the authority and they learn to obey and respect that authority. Learning to honor their parents affects how children will treat other authority figures in their life, at school, on the job, and in public. You and I as parents, we need to take this commandment very, very seriously. Because if the lessons of the fifth commandment are not heeded, there's going to be trouble for these kids in the future. It's inevitable. Let me tell you something. If those kids are not listening to you now, they are not going to listen later. When they grow older, they are not going to listen. They are going to have many, many problems in life. You can see it already. And that's why the Bible talks about this in so many areas. Well, you and I as parents, we need to get in there and help our kids. Amen? Amen. Now turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy. You'll find the Ten Commandments in Deuteronomy 5. You'll find it in Exodus 20. And you'll also find it in Leviticus 19. But we're going to read the one in Deuteronomy 5 this morning. And kids, I want you to read it with me. We're going to read it together. Okay? Deuteronomy chapter 5. We're going to read it together. In verse 16. You're going to read it with Mr. Richard, okay? Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Okay? Are you guys ready? Are you there? We're going to read it together. Deuteronomy 5 in verse 16. Okay? Let's read it together. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Okay? The Bible says here that you need to honor your father and your mother. This is actually the first commandment with a promise. There's a promise of long life, and there's a promise that things will go well with you. Amen? Kids, when I say kids, I'm talking to every child in here. Okay, including the adults. Because we are all children. Somebody gave birth to us. This is not a suggestion. It says, honor your father and mother so that you would live long and so that it may go well with you. The Hebrew word is kabed, K-A-B-E-D, which means to give high praise and status to another in word and deed. To honor means to respect, to value, to highly esteem, and to treat with dignity in public and in private. That's what that word means. You can write this verse down. Because of time, I'm not going to turn to it. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 16. Deuteronomy 27, 16. It says, cursed is the person who dishonors their parents. You see, in the Old Testament, this was very serious. If you spoke back to your father or your mother, that would be showing contempt. In the Old Testament, they would take you outside and they would stone you. Because the attitude was, how dare you talk back to your father? How dare you talk back to your mother? It was the ultimate sign of disrespect. Folks, we're going to talk this morning. Because I believe this is one area where in America, we really need to get on straight. You know, the Bible doesn't lay out how to honor our parents, but it gives a lot of principles. I want to talk about four of them this morning, very quickly. Number one, the Bible commands us kids to be obedient to our parents. Number one. Obedience to our parents. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1. It says, children, obey your parents. For this is right, it says. You know, if you think about it, your parents brought you into this world. And God says to obey them. Now notice, God doesn't say you obey them because they're perfect. I think some of us kids, we forget that one day you're going to grow up too. And you're going to be a parent. And guess what? You are not perfect either. It doesn't say we obey them because they're perfect. We obey them because they are parents. Are you with me? They love you. They care for you. They're older and wiser than you are, whether you believe it or not. You see, I gave birth. I didn't give birth. My wife did. We gave birth to our daughter when I was 32. Okay? She will never be able to make up those 32 years. Yeah, one day she will be 32. But she will never be able to catch up to my age. Your kids will never be able to catch up to your age. You will never be able to catch up to the age of your parents. You need to obey them. You need to listen to them because they know what they're talking about. Kids in America today do not obey their parents. You know, this was one of the things that shocked me when I first came to this country back in 1980. I couldn't believe the disrespect that I saw in terms of within kids and even college students to adults. It shocked me. You see, where I come from, when you get up in the morning and you see an adult, not just mom and dad, you better say hello. You better say hello, or they will call you and slap you all over. Girls would kneel, say good morning, and then stand up. And boys will literally prostrate before every single adult to show respect, to show honor. And so I came to America. I'll never forget it. First week of class, sitting in class, and you know, my fellow classmates are raising their hands, and they're talking to the professor now. Jim, could you explain that to me? And I'm like, excuse me? Did you just call him by his first name? To me, in my culture, that is very rude. He said, well, this is America. Hey, church, we're talking about Bible here. We're Christians first. There needs to be respect that we teach our kids. When these kids get up in the morning in your home, do they say hello to you first? Do you have to remind them? Something's wrong if you have to remind them. I mean, I can't just imagine your kid gets up and they just walk by you in the morning. It's like, did you see me standing here? Like Bill Cosby said, I brought you into this world, I'll take you out. You see, there needs to be an obedience there, amen? When mom and dad say, come here, they mean come here. When mom and dad say, sit, they mean sit. When mom says, eat your vegetables, they mean exactly that. Eat your vegetables. I want ice cream. No, vegetables. Now, there's a place for ice cream, but this ain't the time. They got to finish what's on that plate. Well, I don't want to eat. Fine. You want to go hungry? Fine. You see, again, I say this stuff sometimes where, you know, kids mess up at home. Oh, I'm just going to run away. Please, there's the door. Go. Very quickly. Where I'm from? Where are you going to go? As a matter of fact, you run away, you show up at your relative's house. Or even a friend. Why are you here? Well, I ran away from home. Oh, really? They will give you a whooping. And then take you back home and tell you to get on your fours and beg for forgiveness. They're not just going to take you in. Amen? Obedience to our parents. It's not a suggestion. God says to do it so that it will go well with you. Leviticus 19:3, it says, respect your mom and dad. It's in the Bible. You know, the Duke of Windsor once said, sarcastically, the thing that impresses me about America is the way parents obey their children. Ouch! That is not good. Now, it's talking in general now, okay? But we got to be obedient to our parents. Number two, we got to be receptive to their instruction. Proverbs 1:8, talk about that. That we need to listen to the instruction of our parents. Guess what? Your parents have something called life experiences. Because of their age, because of where they are in life, they've learned different things. They've seen different things that you don't know or you haven't seen yet. You guys are what I call, you got potential. And potential simply means you ain't done jack yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. That's what potential means. But guess what? Your parents have life experiences. They've learned some stuff. They've made some mistakes. They've been through the school of hard knocks. And so when they tell you stuff, it's coming from somewhere. And you will do well to listen. A lot of us kids, we think we got it all figured out. When your mom and dad are getting on your case about your homework, there's a reason for it. I say this to my kids all the time. Let me tell you something. Education is your way out. Well, I don't want to work hard in school. You know, I just want to get a job. Fine. You'll get a job all right, but you will live in poverty. You can mark that one down. Because you're not just competing with guys in your classroom. You're competing with other students all around this world. And let me tell you something. The people that get hired are the guys with the diplomas, with the university degrees. So, for me, I'm just going to tell you right now, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Going to college is not an option. I'm glad you graduated from high school. But you just got started. Everybody graduates from high school. Now, let's go to college. Amen? Oh, I didn't get enough amens on that one. You are going to college. Why? Because there's nothing wrong with your brain. They're not going to hand out awards for watching video games or playing video games. Amen? But you need to listen to the instruction of your parents. Oh, I'm just going to get a job. Really? What kind of job are you going to get? Right now, you're at home. You're not paying any rent. You're not paying any water bill. No light bill. That's about to change. You are going to be on your own. You have to pay that rent. You will pay for the gasoline. And I want to know where that money is going to take, where it's going to take you. Without a university degree. You understand what I'm saying here? Your parents have been through this stuff. They've seen the future. And that's why they're telling you what they're telling you. Listen to that instruction. Are you with me? See, back in the 80s, the number one TV show was The Cosby Show. They have a lot of reruns right now. And I'm telling you, when The Cosby Show came on NBC, everything stopped. It was a beautiful show. One of my favorite episodes was where there was one day, Dr. Huxtable, the man was a doctor, the wife was a lawyer, he's talking to his son. And he's talking to his son about doing well in school, about going to college and stuff. And the young man is going, no, you know, I got it all figured out. And the father really tries to help the son. That, you know what, you need to take this stuff seriously. And later on, obviously, in the episodes, he did go to college and he graduated. They were all rejoicing, you know. But this is very, very important. So I want you to watch this. Let me dim the lights a little bit. And there's some lessons to be learned here. Sorry, folks. I'll tell you what happened. Okay? So the kid wants to be regular, folks. So he goes, okay, what kind of job are you going to get? He said, well, I got a job that pays $250 a month, a week. Okay? So the father goes over to the table with some Monopoly money, and he says, you know what? I'll give you $300 a week. So he goes, oh, this is wonderful. So he gives him the money. So, you know, the young man is like, wow, this is a lot of money. This is great. And he says, well, I'm going to take away $300 for taxes because they come after the regular people first. Okay? That's what the government does. And so it takes away some of the money for that. It goes, well, you're going to need rent. It costs $400 to get a rent, to pay rent in Manhattan. The young man goes, I live in New Jersey. And I'll drive in. Says, well, you need money for petrol. Says, well, I'll ride a motorcycle. To cut a long story short, at the end, he's got about $200 left. He goes, you know what? I'm good. The father goes, but you have not eaten yet. Says, well, I live on bologna and whatever. The guy says, well, do you plan on having a girlfriend? He says, yeah. So he takes the remaining $200 from him. It says, regular people. The point is, Listen to the instruction of your parents. They can see 5, 10, 15 years down the road. You cannot. Because you haven't been there. Are you with me? Let me put the lights back on to 75%, please. Because they know what they're talking about. It will do well for you to listen. Listen to their instruction. Number 3. Be receptive to their correction. Proverbs 29 verse 15 talks about our parents need to discipline us for our own good. Okay? Discipline is in the Bible. Are you with me? I got discipline growing up. I discipline my kids. Now it's different as they get to different ages, but they're still disciplined. Are you with me? And as children, we need to accept that. They discipline you because they love you. If they didn't love you, if they didn't care about you, they'll just leave you to your own devices. But you see, discipline is good for us. Correction is good for us. Amen? And finally, number 4, be respectful. Look in Leviticus 19. I want to show you something. Be respectful. Leviticus 19. Leviticus chapter 19. We should never talk back to our parents. Never. That is very rude. Leviticus 19 in verse 32. It says, rise in the presence of the elderly. Show respect for the elderly and revere your God. I am the Lord. You didn't know that was in the Bible, did you? See, when your parents come home, for instance, and, you know, you're home, whatever it is you're doing, first of all, do you acknowledge them when they walk into the room? And do you stand up as a sign of respect? Or are you just sitting there playing your video games and they have to say, hey, parents, we shouldn't be letting our kids get away with stuff like this. It's not right. Stop listening to all this Dr. Phil psychology. You and I need to raise our kids based on what the Bible teaches. Amen? But there needs to be respect. It says, rise in the presence of the elderly. That respect needs to be there. You're respecting the gray hair. You're respecting the fact that, you know what, this is somebody older. If you think about it, America has the largest people locked up than any other nation on earth. We spend more on locking people up than any other nation on this earth. Why? Because we forgot to obey and teach our kids the fifth commandment. That's the problem. You know what's amazing? It takes the government an average of $42,000 to have somebody locked up every year. $42,000. And guess who's paying for that? You and me. Those are our taxes paying for that. Whether you like it or not. You see, if we don't teach our kids and raise them the way the Bible says, they're going to grow up and they're going to start causing trouble. And if we're not careful, some of them will get locked up and it will break your heart. Amen? And so when we see stuff, we got to get in there in love and teach them and discipline them. You know, we have a saying in my culture, a child that is taught from the house who doesn't listen will be taught from the outside by force. Amen? This is very serious, what God is telling us to do here. We got to teach these kids respect. Again, you've gone to the grocery store and you come back in and you come in with, you know, a couple of bags. Are they very quickly, hey, let me go get the rest? Or are they just totally ignore you and you bring all that stuff in? That is not respectful. I mean, some of you kids, that's the way your room looks. But I got news for you. That is not your room. That is a room in your parents' house. Which leads me to the first thing I want to talk about. You got to respect their property. You need to respect their property. That's not your house. Amen? When you start renting a house and you treat it that way, they're probably going to throw you out. And all of a sudden you think, okay, when I go off to college or when I rent my own place, all of a sudden I'll become a neat person. You're kidding yourself. It starts now. The training begins now. Amen? We got to respect their property. We're paying too high a price. Because we're not honoring our parents. Now, those of us that are older, we have some, our parents are still alive and they're older. We need to honor them. We need to take care of them. Again, where I'm from, there are no nursing homes. Why? Because your mother and father are in the same house with you. We don't stop being parents because they turn 18. I've heard that from some of us. Oh, all of a sudden they're 18. So? I'm still a parent. Now, yeah, my role may have changed. I may have to say things differently in terms of how I try to influence them, but I'm still their parent. If I see my kid at 25 messing up, hey, we're going to sit down, we're going to have a talk. Amen? The fact that now they're 18 and they're leaving the house doesn't mean your responsibility is over. You just got started. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of us, we take it too far. Where we don't allow them to grow up. And we're still treating them as if they're 15-year-olds. That's not what I'm talking about. But we're still meant to be in there being parents. Amen? You know, it's always amazing. I always find it very interesting, the dynamics between, you know, grandparents and kids. You know, it's amazing. These grandparents, when they were parents, they were very strict. And all of a sudden now, they're spoiling these grandkids. They're letting them have chocolate for breakfast that they wouldn't do with you and I. You know what that is? They're setting you up. That's all that is. They're setting you up. They're like, you know what? The problems you used to give me, payback. Now you deal with that. You take them visiting with the grandparents. They fill them up with caffeine. Way before you come pick them up. The kids are jumping all over the place. Like, see you later, bye. Now you deal with that. But it's just life. But God calls us to honor our mom and dads. So that it will go well with you and that you may live long. That's the reason. Remember, one of these days, not too far off, you're going to be parents yourself. And all lessons that you've learned, that your parents have imparted into you, you're going to start imparting them into your children. The exciting thing right now is that your parents are Christians. And so all these things you are learning, all these things they're teaching you, you're going to be able to teach your own kids. I didn't have God growing up. Yes, my parents loved God. They believed in God. But they were not disciples of Jesus Christ. But there were a lot of lessons they taught me that I put into practice when I grew up, when I became a man. It was from my mother that I learned, you never lift up your hand and strike a woman. Never. Say, if you do that, I will strike you. And she meant it. And that's why to this day, I would rather die than lift up my hand and strike a female. Amen? Amen. Honor your father and your mother so that it may go well with you. We'll continue next week with the next commandment.
Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for today, God. Thank you for allowing us all to be here, God, just to hear Richard's message today, God. God, I just pray that we can all take something from this message today, God, that we will talk to our kids today, that we will have a dialogue where they can give us their feedback from today's lesson, God, and that we can help them to just to be better kids and better parents as they get older, God. God, I thank you for just allowing everybody to be here safely, God. I pray that when we leave here today, God, that we will get to our destination safely, God. God, I just pray that we will have a great week, that everyone will reflect on this message throughout the week, God, that we will talk to our own parents. As adults, we will talk to our own parents about what went on today, God. God, we thank you for all your many blessings, God. Thank you for Richard, for just being making him a great evangelist for us. To lead us in our lives, God. God, we pray that everything will go great this week, God. We thank you for everything that you've given us. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.